Right, so I'm doing a PhD at DTU, which is, if I were to talk about it at a glance, about developing planning decision support for emergency rooms. An emergency room at a hospital is where all the acute patients come in, and one of the critical parts of having an ER is that you're able to continuously adjusting the plan you have there, predicting issues before they arise, and monitoring what is going on. And because ER is a big department, it can be really difficult for humans to keep track of all of the things going on, and it's easy to miss something. So the idea is that we can use IT systems that can run simulations on the data, the patients who comes in, and then run simulations on how it predicts that the different waiting times for patients is going to be, and staff's overwork hours is going to be within the next few hours. This project is about researching how agent-based simulation in particular can be used for such decision supports. How can we make better decisions in ER based on the data that is available? I've been in my second year now, almost about to finish my second year. In my first year, I focused on finishing mandatory tasks, mostly at DTU, where I did compulsory work, teaching assistants, student guidance, and also I took courses to get the ECTS I needed, summer schools, with just a little bit of project-related research. Now, I mean, when I'm about to finish my second year, I would like to tell a little bit about what I did there and some of the suggestions I have for others based on my experiences. This first half of my second year is where I started the external stay. I'd chosen to stay in Holland at the Technical University of Delft, which where I knew some of the researchers there, and they worked on things that were related to what I do with ER, and that was a good opportunity for me to try and do some collaborative work. The researcher that I stayed at had a PhD student who worked with a method called social practices, which is a way of modeling common way of doing things. I had discussions with him before going there for an external stay, where we decided that it would be my visit there would be a pretty good opportunity to try and combine my knowledge about ER with the social practice model and see if we could come up with ways for how the social practices could be used for decision support in ER. I also managed to talk with some people working with software engineering, and they also were interested in the agent-based approach that I have. We discussed applying agent organizations for drone technology, where a drone has to balance different perspectives on its task. It's not just about doing the primary task, but it also has to take care of its user, and it has to behave according to social values. So I really got to do a lot of collaboration there. I also got some time to dig deeper into the simulation, which is, in a sense, the core of what I do with decision support, because I tried to simulate an ER, and I got to look at some of the tools that has been used for agent-based simulation, and making some proof of concepts, which far from realistic, but still shows some of the potential can achieve with agent-based simulation in ER, something which can, which at least at an abstract level resembles patients moving through a treatment process, being treated by nurses and doctors. So that was the first half of the second year. And then in the second half of the second year, we had planned that we would do more work on the hospital data extraction, because we have a collaboration agreement with the hospital. So, in theory at least, we should be able to get some data from them about the patient treatments, how long time each the different steps in patient treatment have taken, the what activities have taken place, what the personnel has done, and how they had made adjustments to the plan. Initially, we did have some promising results there. We actually managed to get some data from the hospital about the patient treatments, but we still needed some data on the employees and how they actually behaved and acted. Unfortunately, what we did not predict was that the ho public sector as a whole, including the hospitals, might be going into a lockout and a strike. That has severely slowed down the process of getting this data. The communication with the hospital slowed down significantly. So we are still working on it. It's definitely possible, but it was not one of the issues that we had predicted would come. So instead of working with data, I more or less tried to keep the momentum going, doing more analytic work and further improving the proof of concepts that I've been working on. Also doing some traveling to conferences, presenting this work. So, if I were to give some suggestions for other PhD students, I would say it's really good to get experience with collaboration, because once you start looking outside your typical range of references, you start to see some new possibilities. You start to see that there are maybe other methods that can be used, and some of them might, if not be better, then at least be able to deal with some of the things that your own methods do not address. It's been a really pleasant experience. The other thing is that when you have a paper that you initially think is kind of lacking, it can eventually become really good. Some of the papers that I've been working at, I thought initially were not that good, but I submitted it and it was rejected. I got some reviews, comments back, and improved it, and I think it got significantly better and was eventually accepted, and now we're submitting it to a journal. So some people might not like submitting suboptimal papers, but at least in my experience, it's really nice to get them out of the door, so to say, and get some reviews and comments on what parts are not interesting and what parts can be improved. I've got a lot of really good reviews, I feel. With data, when you want to work with data, I would say get the data as early as possible, because you never really know what can happen. If you have the opportunity, I would really suggest that you talk with a domain expert who knows this data that you want to extract, because talking with an when you start doing data extraction, you often really don't know exactly what data that you need. You don't know what their data looks like, and so when you talk up to them about the data that you want, they look confused at you and they don't really understand, well, what are you asking for? So if you're able to sit down with a domain expert and who is interested in the project, you can become much sharper on exactly what you need, and that will help you get data. But as I said, do it as early as possible, because although you can have a nice plan on that you want the data later in the process, you just never really know what will happen. And the last suggestion that I have is that when or if it happens that you have a collaborator that for one reason or the other slows down, it's really important to be persistent and find other relevant tasks that you can keep working on so you stay active. You don't want to sit and just wait for them. Well, that's enough of me and my ramblings. I hope that those of you who listened to it found it interesting and at least gave some idea on what I've been doing in this last year. Thank you.